I am still with you. A reckoning with silence, inheritance, and history. Written by Emmanuel Iduma. Read by Emeka Emecheta. Chapter 1. A year after I returned home, Lagos erupted in protest. I checked the news every waking hour throughout those unsettled weeks of October 2020, gathering details of arrests, of ill-fated spectators hit by stray bullets, and of roadblocks set up by roving groups of begrudged young people. I understood enough of the demands being made by the protesters for the government to disband the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, a police unit known for extrajudicial killings. To know that I sympathized with the movement. And yet, during the first week of the protest, my lack of productivity hovered over my desk like an albatross. One evening, my wife, Ayobami, and I drove to join the crowd. It was by now the second week. Looking back, I realized I had agreed to venture out only because I could be of no use to myself otherwise. As if moved by irritability and not curiosity. We parked behind a long row of cars, 2 kilometers from a toll area, and began to walk. The highway was full of a steady stream of people who, for the most part, seemed younger than we were. It was a popular opinion in the commentaries we read, and we could now attest that this was an uprising by a generation born after or just before Nigeria's return to democratic rule in 1999. They have vague or no memories of military dictatorships, unlike I do, such as of a morning in early 1998, when I was stung by residue of tear gas while crossing the road to run an errand. A definitive warning against taking to the streets in protest in my childhood and thereafter. Approaching the toll gate, we saw clusters of idle protesters sitting on barricades or on car hoods. Some blared music from their cars, dressed in singlets or miniskirts. The mood was exuberant. Apathy toward the government had become a cause celebre. One barricade had been spray-painted with careful, serified lettering, "Change is coming." A woman distributed food from a sack for free, and she was given the most attention of anyone we'd seen by a small group of disheveled teenagers. There was a larger group in front, and a speaker who had mounted a concrete platform led them in a chant against the Special Anti-Robbery Squad. "Answers now!" But the group seemed listless and responded with little vigor. Kept their expressions blank, or chatted among themselves. It hadn't been like that all day, if we judged from the aerial photographs circulating online, of a surging, innumerable crowd on either side of the toll area. We had gotten there a little after sunset, 12 hours after the beginning of the day's sit-in. Now, all we saw, the only time we mustered the resolve to go outside, was the husk of a decisive moment. Despite this, when we returned home, and I thought of the travels I'd undertaken months prior, I was convinced of what was set off in me. The lingering sense of being enfolded in a sequence of histories and inequities larger than all of us.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?